On Friday was supposed to be a day of joy, and especially for the new elected councillors and their families to be in Lyfford. But unfortunately, what has happened here was that the political parties and some of the independents had come together in a secret meeting to make secret deals for themselves and excluded thousands upon thousands of voters from the negotiations. We are elected clearly by the people to be able to go in there to negotiate, to work with others, which was really important to us, to be able to work with others in the best interest at a time when we have an absolute crisis in housing, a time where the cost of living is so high that people are struggling to live. And the people had entrusted 37 of us to go to Lyfford to sit down respectfully and maturely together and come to an agreement that we could all work together in an inclusive council. But unfortunately, what has clearly happened is that the political parties have come together along with a small handful of independents and had made a secret agreement. And that agreement was to divvy out all the positions of very important committees that can have impacts on people's lives, all for their own self-interest, for the self-interest of the parties and the self-interest of the independents amongst their own friends and political allies, that had excluded a high number of people who voted for a number of independent councillors, the Progressive Independents grouping, and left out others as well, which is not fair. And then to go on to talk about how to come to an agreement that there was that there is now an all-inclusive council. There isn't. It clearly was negotiated amongst themselves. The pie was shared amongst themselves, and they excluded many others from them negotiations and had their own secret deals that brought about secret agreements. And it is very unfortunate. So Friday was a very sad day, a very sad day. And as one newly elected member of the independents at Turnaround says, that they knew nothing about the negotiations, that people negotiated on their behalf, that Niamh Kennedy negotiated on their behalf without even contacting them, without even asking permission. We cannot say we have an all-inclusive council when the situation is clear that people were having secret meetings, coming to have secret deals and excluding people.
And how does this fare when you compare it to other years? Like, PACs are formed all the time, are they not?
Yes, PACs are formed all the time, but the idea and the thought that others would be excluded completely, that they wouldn't be informed that these meetings were taking place, that they wouldn't give a, and you have to bear in mind, we're only there because the people put us there. We're representing the people, and excluding us as individuals, you're excluding thousands and thousands of voters.